An official with the State Department of Human Services says one of the big issues the state is facing in behavioral health is tearing down silos between mental health treatment and substance abuse treatment. Pamela Sagnus is director of the department's Behavioral Health Division. She says an advisory group is looking at ways to integrate treatment.
So often we see people who may be dealing with both mental health and substance abuse issues, and they are so interrelated that when you look at someone that goes into a system that's quite siloed, they may not have access to all the services they need. So, for example, if you have someone who is seeking services for substance abuse, whether it be alcohol or another substance, they may also have an issue like anxiety or depression that they're struggling with. And by having those systems really be coordinated and collaborated, you open up the access to services to really meet the needs of the people that you're treating.
Sagnus says there are barriers to treatment.
People often see the systems as quite different. People think that there could be different stereotypes for who are typically substance abuse people and who are typically those in need of mental health services. So sometimes the barriers are actually from the systems themselves. Sometimes the barriers are that the treatment services are not available in one location. Sometimes we have co-located programs within the same building, but they aren't necessarily integrated. And the barrier to that is that people won't necessarily be talking with one another.
An interim legislative committee will be studying the issue of behavioral health. Sagnus says she's hoping that's going to lead to more integrated treatment. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.